Joining us tonight is the woman who can do everything. She can make stars dance, she can direct them, and she can act as well. Farah Khan, I'm impressed. What can you not do?
I can't sing, so don't ask me to sing here, please.
But I know you can dance.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now that's coming.
But tell me, acting, that was a big surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very big surprise for me also, Sonia, because it was not ever an ambition of mine. It was never that I want to be an actress, and I couldn't be an actress, so I will be something else. I never, ever wanted to do that. As you can see, I've come in my rubber chappels here. The minute the movie is released, I've chucked out all the heels. But when Sanjay and Bela gave me the offer, for a couple of days, I thought they're pulling my leg. And then when I read the script, it was really sweet and funny, and I cried at the end of it and all. And I asked my husband that, should I do it? You know, the first thought that comes in your mind when you're doing anything new is that people are going to laugh at you. I'm sure it happens to everybody. And a lot of time we don't do things fearing what someone else is going to think about us. And Shirish actually told me that you should do it and you'll be very good.
But let me just play some clips of that movie. Clips of that movie and get your take on that. Let's just play that.
तुम्हारा कोई बॉयफ्रेंड है?
नहीं, तुम्हारा? गुड नाइट.
यस, गुड नाइट. जा, तू जा.
गुड नाइट. छोड़ने.
So you had a whole rain dance scene also in that.
Oh God. Sonia, that rain dance I want to tell you was Bansali's revenge on me for releasing Om Shanti Om on the same day as Savaria. I was like, you're fully taking revenge. And they made me do it some 4 days in a row. Every day they take one shot. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do. And I just felt it was karma getting back at me to all that I've done to heroines down the years.
I know,
years.
You have to write to them all and say, now I know what
yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah, now I know. Yeah, really, it's like really like dirty water and it's all sticky and I was fat and, you know, not like as sexy as it looks in.
But you were looking great. You're looking greater now.
Yeah, because I saw the movie. And it was a reality check. And 3 o'clock the movie got over. And 4 o'clock I was at my surgeon's office. And I'm like, now we have to get rid of this.
You're not like those heroines. Now I know you're not a heroine. Because you didn't say, oh, that is just natural.
Yeah, it's genetic. I have good genes.
My metabolism
No, not
is
at
super.
All. My doctor really helped me to bloody remove all the fat that had accumulated.
But trust you to do this after the movie comes out. This is Farah Khan logic.
Really, Sonia. I mean, Sanjay said, why didn't... But I think it works in the movie that I'm a little... It looks a bit more real than being
no,
maybe...
No, I thought you look great.
Yeah, I thought maybe I would have been very... I would have dressed differently and I would become very little filmy. Maybe it worked. I think the director asked me to put on weight.
Yeah, of course. No, but it's interesting, Farah. As I said, this is typical Farah Khan because... You're out there. I can't think of anybody in the Hindi film industry who's ever said that they've had plastic surgery.
I've had a tummy tuck, yes. And it's a legal surgery, so there's no need to hide it, I think.
But why do you think the Hindi film industry is so much about images and you have to be a certain way?
I think they do it when they're too young. Maybe that's why. And I've had 3 kids now, Sonia. There was no gym and no diet that was going to make it go away. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like the best thing I've ever done. Yeah, I feel... I go into a store and I can actually pick up a size that fits me, you know, so it feels good.
Let's just go across. This is a show where we have questions with people from across the country.
Hi, Farah. This is Kashmira Palkhiwala here. Just wanted to ask you one very, I think, personal question. How did you feel when you saw Baman on his so-called comfort zone?
Yeah, I don't think he was comfortable at all, Sonia. Let me tell you, he had this little towel scene and what happened that day is that, they don't tell us exactly which day we are shooting what. So that day they said, oh, it's a towel scene. And in walks my mother-in-law with my 3 kids and the 3 maids all come to watch the Bahu shooting. And they see Baman lying on a couch with only a towel. So everyone was like...
We could have got him here as well.
And of course, the maids were all like walking like this, looking back at him. And then they went and parked themselves directly opposite his crotch.
Oh, God.
You know, and Baman was really uncomfortable. He's like, can you get a maids out of my eyes? Like,
there was to get some eye candy.
Yeah, I don't know. My daughter was a little traumatized after that.
No, she's been like, who's this strange man? Mama's yeah. within a towel.
No, but luckily Mama was screaming and looking like as quite shocked. As shocked. So
it was also lovely with the way the charm with which you all actually had these two, describe the Parsi community as well. So that was also really nice. You're half Parsi too.
I'm half Parsi. Actually, the last scene where the father gets up and asks for Dukes Come Angola, that's a real life thing that happened with my grandmother.
Really?
With my nanny. And I told this story to Sanjay, which was very funny because they all thought she's going to die. And, you know, she's been threatening to die for many years, my nanny. So, like, every time, like, every 2 years, the whole family would go and, like, now mommy will go and mommy would get up.
With Mangola.
No, so then this time she was in a coma for 4-5 days and they said, like, now she's dead. So, the doctor called everyone in. And then suddenly she has caught the doctor's hand and said, "Ek Dukes ka Mangola milega kya?" And the whole family like, shit, she's not going to die again. Now let's go back home.
I'm glad you answered that woman on the Bowman's comfort zone. But let's just go across to some other questions from your old college, Xavier's in Mumbai.
Oh
let's
my
go
God, those will be the dangerous
to those
ones.
Kids, yeah.
Hello, Farah, ma'am. Why isn't Akshay Kumar promoting Joker?
Hello, ma'am. Do you think you could get Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan to work together in your next movie?
Wouldn't I like that? They how much money I'd magician. Make you think?
They think you're a magician.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes magic does happen. Yeah,
of
Sonia.
Course,
you never know.
Yeah.
I've learned through these 20 years in the industry, you never say never because there are so many times in my life I've said I will never do this. And I'll cut to 2 years. I mean, we were doing the music launch of Shirin Farhad. Uh-huh. And there was Shah Rukh coming to unveil it. There was Sanjay and me hugging. And I was like, you know, Om Chandi Om just released 5 years ago and there was war happening. So there was Mahabharat ka yudh where we wanted to kill each other. And just look at us now. Everyone was so comfortable. And so you can never say never again. And if you've been good friends, there's a history that you mm-hmm. share. Mm-hmm. And I just hope everything works out well.
In fact, I was just going to say that's what's difficult is that in Bollywood, a fight with a friend
becomes
front page
a national
news or national
issue.
Headlines.
Yes.
And especially with Twitter out there, you know, you tweet and suddenly
it's a national headline with people taking sides. And, you know, I think Shah Rukh told me something very striking when we now patched up and made. He said, soon we'll have to open the paper to read about our own lives and to know what we are thinking. You know, because they seem to know it all.
What's the big lesson you learned from that? Because, I mean, in a sense, that whole slapping incident was a culmination of what was
actually,
2 years.
Actually, there was no slap,
bitterness.
I want to tell you also. Okay. There was no slap, Shah Rukh told me. He said he held Shirish and he said I was very happy that he didn't strike back or he kept mm-hmm. my respect. And so that also has become a rumor that has now the perception has become more than
reality.
The truth.
Yes.
Yes, but I think what we learned, all of us, from that was that it's gone too far and it's like, you know, sometimes you need a splash of, you know, when two people are fighting and you need to throw a bucket of water on their face. So it was literally an intervention, I would say. And if that hadn't happened, maybe we would not have gotten back together and become friends. And we needed that one big thing. Otherwise, it would just fester with too many people jumping in.
Adding to it.
And adding, you know, kerosene into the fire.
The point, in fact, because, I mean, in so many ways, the industry kind of revolves around the three Khans.
Yes.
What's happening is the next generation, that the stars seem to be much more staying away from that
I
kind of thing.
I think they are slightly...
Very, really,
no,
what
no,
happened.
No. They are very calculating and they're very
really?
Cold-hearted, I think. They're less emotional than this last generation, which I've seen. Mm-hmm. Because they are so emotional and everyone is so possessive and, you know, it's only because of that. The others
My
are
friend,
so... I mean, they're so, like, ruthless, I would say.
Oh,
which works for them in a way.
But now again, you've got that boy, I think, started with asking you, where's Akshay Kumar?
Is Akshay is, I think, on another planet shooting another film.
Okay, so it's not true that he's upset that Shah Rukh has come and all.
No, I don't think. I for any hero, that another actor comes to even take a picture with the aliens, and Shah Rukh's literally taken one picture with the aliens. You know, that has become like he's promoting the movie. And he also promoted Shirin Farhad far more than Joker, actually. And he did that for me because he loves me.
That's great.
You know, and for any, ask any hero if they would come and take a picture for some other hero's movie. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't. So, I think for Akshay, it's a great compliment if Shah Rukh does that. He also went for Rowdy and did the Chinta Tata step mm-hmm. and all that. No one made a big hue and cry then.
As I said, when I was asking all these young people also, Farah Khan, the actress, and they were like, but we want Farah Khan, the director. We know Farah Khan,
yes,
the one that beautiful
and I
dances.
Want to go back to that.
So I'm going to go across to some people from Bhopal who had these questions for you.
And congratulations for your new film. Ma'am, we are from Dynamic and we are dedicating you a dance performance. It's only for you, ma'am.
How sweet, yeah. For me, it was Michael Jackson, very clearly. I mean, I saw a Thriller and it kind of changed my life. And I was like, that was my epiphany. And I was like, this is what I want to do in college. Mm-hmm. And literally, dance really helped me through a lot of hard times. And, you know, because I was very happy when I was dancing and choreographing, even whether it was in the canteen mm-hmm. or Xavier's. And I think it's great. I mean, people sometimes criticize Bollywood dancing and all, but I feel any dancing is good. You know, and if it reaches the interiors of our country and it reaches little kids yeah. and they have something to do, mm-hmm. I think it's all good.
It's interesting. You know? I mean, I have to say, to have two directors in one family,
yeah.
husband and wife, how does that actually work? When is it the same thing? When his film is releasing, are you more nervous
I'm
than
more
he is?
Nervous, I think.
And vice
yes.
versa when your film is releasing?
He doesn't show that he's nervous, but I think I'm more nervous definitely when his film is releasing or when he goes to shoot or something. I'm very protective. About him, but the best thing is we leave each other alone, mm-hmm. and we don't for Joker, it's his baby. I'll come do the songs. You tell, mm-hmm. and as a director, he likes to place the camera and everything. So I become very humble and with other directors, I would fight and say what rubbish I'll do, but I know that this one has to come back home with me. So so we give each other that creative space. We discuss a lot and mm-hmm. we have intense discussions on the scripts and everything and what's happening and all. But other than that, creative inputs, I at least don't give him.
Mm-hmm. When we're just talking about how power equations keep changing and how difficult it must be in a couple, how would it be I'm sure Shirish people will, sometimes introduce him as Farah Khan's husband.
They do, a lot of time. And but I think people can be cruel. And people also judge a marriage without knowing what's happening. They take it. And I've heard this question many times. Oh, Abhiman is going on in your house. Is clearly not. I think when he married me, I was more successful than him. He's mm-hmm. also 8 years younger than me. He still has a lot. I mean, he will catch up, I'm sure, and go far ahead. So it works for us. We do not discuss it. And I don't get upset now if he doesn't want to accompany me to premieres or mm-hmm. functions where he's clearly going to be sidelined by people who don't have the grace or the manners to acknowledge someone for what they are. So I'm also happy if he doesn't come for it. So we found our comfort zone. We go out together every Friday, Saturday. We go watch a movie, have dinner, and we've got 3 kids. So mostly now our social life is restricted to
their social life.
Yeah, which we really thoroughly enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yes, but in our industry, everything rotates around how successful you are or not. So till he gets there, I think it's fine that we don't move, because it irritates me more than it irritates him sometimes.
No, I think it's a really mature way of handling it. That's great.
Thank you.
That was super. We're nearly at the end of the show, Farah, but we have some questions from someone who knows you very well, Sajid Khan, ask you this.
I'll slap him if he asks me one question.
Hi, Farah. I'm sitting right now in this makeup room in Ramuji Rao Studios, shooting for Himmatwala, which you'll be shooting for very soon. My question to you is, this is something I always wanted to ask you, and I could never have the patience or the guts to ask you face to face. How do you multitask? You're a working mother of the 3 most beautiful kids in the world, who I'm very fond of. You are the number one choreographer. You're one of the topmost filmmakers. You host reality shows. There is no charity event, fashion show, dinner, screening, any kind of event where you're not present, and you have the time to even act in movies like Shirin Farhad Ki To Nikal Padi, which, by the way, has had not a very, very bad weekend. It's got a good weekend. So how do you multitask so much and still how you are loved by everyone and everyone's favorite. I only do one thing at a time, and I still don't know how I can get time to do something else. That's why I keep on putting on weight.
You're never going to get a brother to say anything like that again. Because never, for a brother to say that to a sister is amazing.
I thought his question is, are you a man? Because that's his favorite question to me. Every time he'll ask me and he'll say, I have a question to ask you. Are you a man? And then I say, no, Sajid, I'm not, but are you?
Tell him you're the only man in Bollywood.
Yeah. Why? Being a woman is much better. And the only reason I can multitask is because I'm a woman. A man's brain will get fried if he has to do two things at one time. Do you all agree with me, girls?
He admits that, yes.
Sorry, boys, y'all are not men yet. Yeah, but I think and he's lying. I do not socialize. So a lot of time is, if it's a charity event, yes, if it's my charity, I take time. But you will not see me at dinners and parties and premieres. That's one thing that I given up when I had children, and very happily so, because a lot of time, effort is wasted in doing those things.
That's good. But let's just go back to the second question of what Sajid
wanted. That will be
are
your man now.
Farah, tumhein achhi tarah yaad hoga ki bahut saal pehle jab hum Nehru Nagar mein rehte the. So I had bought a television, a huge television, which had an even bigger, huger, if there's ever such a word, huger, box of the television. And then the television box was empty, that carton, huge carton. And you and me got into a fight, like we used to get into fights every day. And our friends used to come and stop the fight. And most of the times, once you had even hit me with a chimta tongue on my head, which I feel like Gajini right now. So you and me got into a fight and I couldn't win the argument with you. So what did I do? I picked you up and I put you in the television box carton.
It's a true story.
You were stuck. And then I pushed the carton out of the house under the steps, over the steps. And it was like a ham scene. It was like a comedy, black and white Charlie Chaplin scene. And you were stuck. And then you had to apologize. And then I brought you out of the television box. Don't you remember that incident? Come on, laugh. Tell the people.
How old were you when this happened? How old were both of you?
I was almost 19, 20.
Okay, so yeah. This wasn't
so,
any
yeah,
children.
No, no. No, and he's also exaggerating. I did not apologize.
Okay.
Let me tell you. He did put me in the carton with my legs out, so I couldn't get up. And then he dragged that carton and kept it at the top of the steps. So if I had to get out, I would have fallen. And then I had to scream and shout for the neighbors to come and haul me out of the carton, after which I took a knife and ran behind him. Yeah.
Both of you at least share a great sense of humor.
Yes, I think our whole family has a great sense of humor. Yeah, my mom is very funny also. I mean, and my aunts, everyone, I think. That's one thing that's good about our family. We have, through troubled times and whatever, we laugh through it all. And, you know, even that becomes a great story to tell 2-3 years later.
When you look back at those years, because you talked earlier that there were difficult times, and especially in Bollywood, we've seen great highs. You said you described it as from riches to rags.
Yes.
Did that make you some of the person you are today?
Yes, I think definitely whatever experiences you have in your childhood molds you into either becoming what you are. I think it's Sigmund Freud would tell you that it's all the childhood experiences, and sometimes you can choose whether you want to become bitter and hard and blame the whole world, or you want to become driven and you want to be competitive and you want to make a better life for yourself. And luckily, I mean, at one point we thought Sajid is going to become a juvenile delinquent. It's true, because he was so traumatized by what was happening in our family that he would go on a rampage and break people's cars and things like that. So I'm so proud that he is doing what he's doing, because he was a black sheep of the family. We've taken him to jail and all once to scare him. Daisy auntie's taken him. So I'm really proud how he's turned it all around and made it work for himself. And yes, I think we had a hard childhood. And because of that, we are not lazy or complacent or taking things for granted. Everything we know, we didn't have it. And so we cherish it a little more.
As I said, you all have all been listening very patiently. But let's go ahead and have some questions from the young people here. Go ahead. Who wants to ask questions? Go ahead.
Ma'am, reportedly you have been the oldest, I think, Bollywood debutant.
It's not so, reportedly, it is true.
So what are your views on this? And another thing is that your zingy performance in this particular movie has really taken the audience to a surprise. Yeah. So, how do you take the entire reception?
Yeah, I think the reason I also did this movie was because I thought it's very brave of Sanjay and Bela to make a movie that has clearly 40 plus, I mean, Borman is 50 plus, but to have a rom-com with such an old pair, and I think that really is the freshness of the movie. You know, if this is a very simple, straight movie, it's not saying anything new, but because it's done in a fresh, so that is also the reason I did. I think I could be the only 47-year-old debutant in the entire of Bollywood ever, I think.
Two, I think, moments that stood out, at least for me in your career, were, of course, the Chhaiya Chhaiya song.
Yes.
And Shah Rukh's six-pack. And you're getting him to be an item boy, in a sense, in those two. Yes. Tell us about both those. Tell us about Chhaiya Chhaiya. Do all of you remember Chhaiya Chhaiya? I mean, that was just,
you know,
that
my only regret is
heartbreaking.
That I've still not done anything as good or, you know, better than Chhaiya Chhaiya, because that was really, it just, there's some magic that happened, and literally, we had got no rehearsals on the train.
I know, how
you get
to the
train
itself.
We had a train only for 5 days. 5 days, so we just got on it, and with just confidence and with just belief that we can do it. You know, and of course, we had Mani Ratnam. I think he's...
it was amazing.
He's always, I've done my best work with him. We had Santosh Sivan, who could shoot, you know, under the train also if possible. So we had a really great team. We had Rehman, we had Gulzar. We had Shah Rukh, who was climbing near the bloody chimney of the train and dancing. And of course, we discovered Malaika, who was she was just standing in the song. So I think everything just came together for that.
No, that was amazing.
So that was lovely.
And then the six-pack. I mean, you made that the talking point of the industry
yes,
also.
Yes, I think a lot of women have blessed me for that six-pack. But he had promised me during Mehuna, and I wanted a shirtless scene in Mehuna, but he had a back problem then. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not fit. And he had promised me that whenever I remove my shirt, it'll only be for you. And he was very sweet, because we literally took a break in shoot. Mm-hmm. And he took about 3 months to get that body, by which time I was like fully pregnant. So the strange thing was, he would remove his shirt and I would puke, because I was having morning sickness there.
He was like, oh no, you were like, oh,
he's like, what is
the reaction?
I'll have morning sickness. But I think he, hats off to him, and he was also some 42 or something when he did that, to get a body like that. And it was very, very, he was like, really wouldn't drink water, you know, so that it doesn't bloat up and things. He was in quite a lot of pain, because he would get cramps from dehydration. Mm-hmm. But apparently you can't drink water, because then the definition doesn't come. Oh, and also like for those. But he was so excited when he saw his pictures. And he was like, he then made blow-ups and put it up in his house. I was like, listen, you become Rekha. You're putting your own blow-ups and watching.
No. That, as I said, two great moments in Bollywood. Thanks to Farah Khan. But we're at the end of the show now. Anything else you wanted to ask something?
Yes. You want to?
Dance.
Please do.
Come on then.
Come on then. Are you coming up?
Can we get some music?
सारी इश्क की छाव चल छैया छैया सारी इश्क की छाव चल छैया पाओ जन्नत चले चल छैया छैया पाओ जन्नत चले चल छैया चल छैया 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 छैया
में संभा रास्ता है लंबा चाहत में फिर भी तुम्हें क्यों टर्न ले लो ना थोड़ा या ज्यादा मंजिल का वादा दिल के उस हाईवे को तुम पीछे छोड़ो ना रंबा में संबा रास्ता है लंबा चाहत में फिर भी तुम्हें क्यों टर्न ले लो ना थोड़ा या ज्यादा मंजिल का वादा दिल के उस हाईवे को तुम पीछे छोड़ो ना